This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The flu continues to thrive in Arkansas. The Arkansas Department of Health reports at least 125 deaths in the state this season because of influenza. The health department is offering free flu shots at all local health units. Marisha DiCarlo, spokesperson for the health department, says that means people statewide have access to shots.
We have 92 health units, and they're in every county in the state. And so we're encouraging people that if they haven't gotten their flu shot yet, it's not too late. You can go to any of our local health units, and you can receive the flu shot for free. And so what that means is that there's no out-of-pocket cost for patients regardless of your insurance status. So if you have insurance, we may ask for your insurance card, but there will be no copay. So if your insurance typically charges a copay, we will not be charging that to you.
Benton, Washington, Franklin, and Sebastian counties are among those with the most confirmed cases of flu in Arkansas. DiCarlo says the department encourages people to get flu shots since this year appears to be the deadliest flu season in Arkansas since at least 2000.
We know that this is a really challenging flu season this year. We are saddened by the fact that we have already had 125 flu-related deaths. Three of those deaths have been among children. And so we are taking the flu very seriously. We want people to know that even in years where the flu shot isn't perfect, it's still the best protection from the flu that we have. And so that's why we're encouraging people to get it if they haven't yet, and that they can get it for free at our local health unit.
Hours for all health units across the state are 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., and locations can be found at healthy.arkansas.gov/health-units. Flu symptoms include fever, chills, cough, sore throat, muscle or body aches, fatigue, and headache. Medical professionals say people diagnosed with the flu should stay home until they have gone 24 hours without a fever, and that's without the aid of fever-reducing medicine. Drivers in downtown Bentonville are getting used to detour signs, and work scheduled to start Monday will present a few more. The city will replace a water main from South Main and 2nd to South Main and 4th. Northbound and southbound traffic of the affected streets will be rerouted to Southwest A Street. The city plans to do a block-by-block installation and closure process. The work will upgrade water lines and add fire hydrants. The project is expected to be finished by April 4th. But that completion date could be affected by weather. A proposal to improve schools in Fort Smith is moving along. Talk Business and Politics reports a citizens committee last night voted to approve the plan and send it to the Fort Smith School Board, a plan that includes a new career and technology center, renovations at Darby Junior High, and expansion of three elementary schools. The nearly $120 million plan would mean an increase of 6.888 mills in the district. Now the school board will decide the exact proposal to put in front of voters later this year. Colder temperatures are forecast for the region this weekend, but the latest forecast from the National Weather Service does not include much chance of nasty precipitation. The forecast does offer a slight chance of freezing drizzle in northwest Arkansas tonight and tomorrow night. Lows tonight in northwest Arkansas are expected around 30, around 42 for the Arkansas River Valley tonight. Lows tomorrow night should range from 20 to 28 degrees throughout the KUAF listening area. And singer-songwriter Joe Crookston is returning to Fayetteville this month.
My baby girl was born in 1943.
The Fayetteville Public Library announced the singer-songwriter will perform Friday the 16th at the library. Doors will open at 6. Music begins in the Walker Community Room at 7. His album, Abel, Baker, Charlie, and Dog, was named the Album of the Year by the Folk Alliance International, and he has appeared at previous editions of the Fayetteville Roots Festival.
Leaving Virginia in the South Pacific beneath the blistering